Video: Man accused of slugging elderly woman has been arrested over 100 times. By Catherine Rodriguez on June 17, 2020. A New York City man accused of slugging a 92-year-old woman on the street into a fire hydrant in Manhattan has been arrested more than 100 times. His 92-year-old victim, a woman named Geraldine, told the New York Post that she was too scared after the attack to walk alone in her own neighborhood. "I thought a brick hit me or something hit me on the left side of my head, and I went right down and hit my head against the hydrant," Geraldine, who asked that her last name be withheld for safety reasons, said of the attack. "Blood was coming out, not spurting blood, but blood was dripping." Geraldine was on her way to Duane Reade when the suspect, convicted sex offender Rashid Brimage, 31, allegedly shoved her into the ground next to a fire hydrant near 3rd Avenue and East 16th Street around 3:30 p.m. on Friday. She lay on the ground until a bystander dialed 911, and medics rushed her to a nearby hospital. "Mostly I'm shaken. My head still hurts where it was bleeding, where I hit the hydrant, or where he hit me, I don't know," she said. "Mainly it's psychological, just the fear of going out on the street. This damned guy put me in a state where I'm fearful to walk the streets alone. So my super's trying to find somebody who will walk me to a park nearby or to the supermarket, that kind of thing. So that's the problem," she continued. Brimage was arrested on Tuesday and charged with assault after investigators recognized him from a video of the attack. The video shows the man allegedly walking by and using one hand to shove the elderly woman into the ground. Police say Brimage was also convicted of sexual misconduct in 2012 and 2014. In 2017, he failed to give notice to authorities that he changed his address and had to register as a sex offender. Court records show that at the time of Friday's attack, Brimage had 3 open criminal cases in New York City. This year, he was arrested on February 17 for misdemeanor assault and harassment in the Bronx. In that case, he was released without bail. He was busted for trespassing on March 5 and hit with a summons, according to court records. His most recent arrest before Friday's was on March 9, when he was charged with assault, attempted assault, and criminal possession of a controlled substance. He was cited for the bust and was ordered back in court by the end of July.